Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 79. O Mary, my Mother and my Lady, I offer you my soul, my body, my life, and my death, and all that will follow it. I place everything in your hands, O my Mother. Cover my soul with your virginal mantle, and grant me the grace of purity of heart, soul, and body. Defend me with your power against all enemies, and especially against those who hide their malice behind the mask of virtue. O lovely Lily, you are for me a mirror, O my Mother. O Jesus, divine prisoner of love, when I consider your love and how you emptied yourself for me, my senses fail me. You hide your inconceivable majesty and lower yourself to miserable me. O King of glory, though you hide your beauty, yet the eye of my soul rends the veil. I see the angelic choirs giving you honor without cease, and all the heavenly powers praising you without cease, and without cease they are saying, Holy, holy, holy. O who will comprehend your love and your unfathomable mercy toward us? O prisoner of love, I lock up my poor heart in this tabernacle, that it may adore you without cease, night and day. I know of no obstacle in this adoration, and even though I be physically distant, my heart is always with you. Nothing can put a stop to my love for you. No obstacles exist for me. O my Jesus, I will console you for all the ingratitude, the blasphemies, the coldness, the hatred of the wicked, the sacrileges. O Jesus, I want to burn as a pure offering and to be consumed before the throne of your hiddenness. I plead with you unceasingly for poor dying sinners. O Holy Trinity, one and indivisible God, may you be blessed for this great gift and testament of mercy. My Jesus, to atone for blasphemers, I will keep silent when unjustly reprimanded, and in this way make partial amends to you. I am singing within my soul an unending hymn to you, and no one will suspect or understand this. The song of my soul is known to you alone, O my Creator and Lord. I will not allow myself to be so absorbed in the whirlwind of work as to forget about God. I will spend all my free moments at the feet of the Master hidden in the Blessed Sacrament. He has been tutoring me from my most tender years. In this section, St. Faustina writes a beautiful prayer of consecration or entrustment to Mary. She asks for Mary's protection from all enemies and for the grace of purity of heart, soul, and body. I remember when I was young, our mother used to teach all of her children, there were five of us, to pray three Hail Marys every day to be pure in thought, word, and deed. It's a beautiful practice. And then in this section, there's a beautiful prayer from St. Faustina to Jesus, who she calls a prisoner of love. St. Faustina is speaking to Jesus, who is hidden in the tabernacle, waiting for souls to come so that he can pour out his love on them. It's an amazing thing that the King and Creator of the universe waits for us and makes of himself a prisoner of love in the tabernacle. He wants to make himself always available to us. But we often take the gift for granted and forget that he is there, or we ignore him. St. Faustina says that the eye of her soul rends the veil, the tabernacle veil. Although Jesus is hidden, St. Faustina perceives his presence and sees him with her heart. She also sees the angels adoring him and the whole heavenly host, and she herself wants to stay with Jesus in that tabernacle. She wants to console Jesus and sing a song or a hymn to him. She thanks the Holy Trinity for the gift of the real presence of Jesus in the tabernacle. She calls it a testament or a witness of the mercy of God for us. And then St. Faustina makes some resolutions. Perhaps this was something that would be done on a monthly retreat day. She promises to keep silent when unjustly reprimanded, to make reparation for blasphemers. She seeks to remember God during her work and to not forget about God in the midst of the busyness of the day, and to spend her free time before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Spending time with Jesus, like St. Faustina did, can help us to know Jesus more deeply and to fall in love with him like St. Faustina did.